Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. We'll finish up here on the phones, but we do have breaking news, BT.
We do? Yeah, Danny Hurley's going to stay at UConn.
Oh, well, thanks for giving that out there.
Oh, sorry.
Adrian Wojnarowski,
Wait a second.
Was building up the drama
Sorry about that.
Woj built up. Woj broke his news here, dropped the bomb. 6 years, $70 million was the offer that he turned down.
6 years, $70
million. So still over 10 a year.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what Woj says right here. Hurley has turned down the Los Angeles Lakers' 6-year, $70 million offer. Will return to chase a third straight national title.
12 and a half a year if I'm doing that fast. I thought he would have gotten a 7th year. Either way, forget who. Listen, I'm happy for. I'm happy for Danny, and I'm happy for his family. Thrilled for the Big East. So it's funny, St. John's fans hear this and they're like, got to deal with Danny Hurley. It's the opposite. You want the Big East to keep as higher profile as possible. With Danny Hurley being there, you're going to have a team that goes into next season ranked number one in the country.
Good for college basketball as well, just because the chase of a third national championship, even for me, a fringe college basketball fan.
Yeah, that's the story.
I'm intrigued to see how far he could take this thing.
And I'm tired of, the Lakers, they just annoy me. They always get... They get whatever they want. They get the free agents. They get LeBron. They get Shaq.
But I respect them going for it.
No, I respect them going for it as well. Number one, I didn't think the family dynamic would work. It didn't. And I can't prove this, but his maniacal, intense coaching style would not have worked in the NBA. Not with that roster. When he goes, and he's going to eventually jump to the NBA, it's something he wants to do, and I get that. And he will. Like Patino, like Calipari, like others, he'll do it. Like Larry Brown.
How old is he?
Danny's 51.
Oh, what's he waiting for then?
51's young, dude. Tom Izzo's 75.
He's going to get his first opportunity in the NBA at the age of 60?
But he could get when he's 53, 54. Yeah. He didn't have to be,
Okay.
And by the way, it could be with the Knicks. Yeah. I mean, Tom Thibodeau's going to get an extension, but it could be with the Nets. Honestly, it could be with the Nets in 2 years.
You think he'd prefer to stay local? I think that's clear.
I think that's a massive part of it. I just think it was a bad... Yeah, he would have had obvious... He still already has life-changing money. But that situation would have been... It would have been ugly.
There's another update here. I'm just trying to read from Woj.
Yep.
Where the hell is it? As swept away as Hurley became by the Lakers' courtship and vision for him... He ultimately couldn't walk away from a chance to make history and pursue a third straight NCAA title. Even before Lakers talks, Hurley already had a UConn offer to become one of the highest paid NCAA coaches, and those talks will continue.
Oh, no kidding. That's a guarantee at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think his wife Andrea told him, only $70
million? Yeah.
I'm not going.
All right, so he had... Say that last line again.
Hold on.
This should be a given.
Hurley already had, even before the Lakers talks, yep. Hurley already had a UConn offer to become one of the highest paid NCAA coaches, and those talks will continue.
Why is he not the highest paid NCAA coach? I know there's some Maybe other he's guys gonna get that, there, you know, I mean, but, you know. Oh, I know Calipari got a ton from Arkansas. Well,
and what's he getting per year?
I think I said 5.8.
That's what Calipari's getting per year?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Patino's obviously making a lot of money. Not quite that.
If I'm Hurley, I want more than that. I want $6 million a year.
I
want to
be number
least.
One. Yeah, right. I'm Hurley.
Well, he deserves to be number
definitely.
One.
Definitely.
But I think it just comes down to, and again, usually those type of things where it came out of nowhere, they either happen at the moment or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, Hurley to the Lakers is done. It seems like it might be happening or they're talking, and then the next day happens and nothing. And the next day happens and nothing.
Yep.
Generally, those things either just, he goes there overnight, they talk about it, whatever it may be, sleeps on it for a day, and then boom, mm-hmm. Oh my God, Hurley is signed to be the head coach and he's leaving. The more you think about those things, I do think family got involved here.
Yeah.
Which it should,
yep.
And that's why he's staying. I think it's good for everybody involved. Screw the Lakers anyway.
Yeah, their arrogance and their entitlement. Nice to see somebody say no thanks.
And now you get to see potentially J.J. Redick go there, who, oh God, I would love to see him go there and flop.
He's annoying too, J.J.
Redick.
He's
just so arrogant.
Talks down to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. BT and Sal on the Fan. Anthony is in Bridgewater, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Good. Hey, listen, first off, about the Hurley thing, I want to talk mess, but weren't you guys a little surprised? Now, I know $70 million is $70 million. Did you guys be moved?
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hey, break it up.
We said expected to be more. I think so. And thanks for the call. We're losing you there.
I did.
Yeah. You were saying before maybe $15 million a year.
That seemed light. I mean,
it's a big difference.
I followed this story with great interest, as you know.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like it was trending in a much more almost reckless financial direction. It didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still
done. But that's what it would have had to take. Like we talk about it with Soto to bring it back full circle here. Like, it's going to almost have to take something crazy to get him, you would think, to leave the Yankees. Same thing with Hurley. Like, he's not just going to go, oh, yeah, I want to go to the NBA. Let me take a similar deal to what I'm getting. No.
Let me go coach the Washington Wizards.
Yeah. Even if it's the Lakers, like, it's got to be a lot more than.
Yeah.
Now, look, $10 million is more than what he's getting per year. Plus, you're talking about. You know, and it was over that for the course of what would we say seven? No, 6 years, $70 million.
I got a question.
That's
for you.
That's a lot of freaking money.
I got a
money.
Question for you that I think you'll like. It's a fun question.
Okay,
nothing you're gonna have to think about except what's in your heart. If I said Sal, you can coach any team.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you coach
in the NBA or just any
in
team
any sport? Meaning you're picking the team and you're picking the sport.
In any if I could coach any team in any sport,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have an answer ready for yourself?
I do.
What is it?
I think it would be the Knicks. I'm not equipped to coach football. I'm just not, even though I love it.
Well, I hate to break this, so you're also not equipped to be an NBA head coach.
No, I am. and I'm probably most equipped to actually manage baseball, but it's such an arduous, and I love to manage the Yankees, but, I mean, this is a ridiculous question I'm asking you, but I want to see, you know, where's your heart taking you?
Okay.
Rangers bench, you could maybe cut Rempy's minutes.
No, here's what you're talking about. Like,
those guys.
I know this is an extreme hypothetical, but we're talking about like if I could drop in right now.
Yeah. Like what would be most appealing to you? To me, coaching 41 games at the Garden as the head coach of the Knicks would be number one.
And plus you get good tickets there and the concerts and everything.
Oh yeah.
I'll give you one.
Okay.
The Yankees.
Well, so you could sabotage them?
No.
Why?
I want my name amongst the greats. I know that if I manage the Yankees right now, I have a chance to win.
Oh, now.
28. I want the name Sal Licata immortalized in New York Yankee history.
Well, I mean, Dallas Green's not immortalized. Bucky Dent's not immortalized as a manager.
When I won a championship,
you don't always
win,
buddy. You know, there's other Yankee managers who didn't win.
You know I love Booty.
Yeah, I know.
But I think I could take Volpe, Soto, and Judge to the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, that's
What are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do with the Mets right now? Nothing.
I thought you were going to say the Yankees. He can sabotage.
No,
get a little closer.
No, want to win. What are you kidding me?
Well, I'm saying, think about this. If you're managing the Yankees and you're talking to Soto every day, you can maybe direct him to Queens.
Oh, like, maybe after
what you say on the radio.
Yeah, but I
want
to. Yeah, that's fair. But I want to manage and win a championship.
Oh, then you don't want to manage the Mets. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with the Mets?
I don't know. You can start. You can start by benching McNeil and benching other guys that you want to bench.
I'll admit, I don't have the temperament to handle that, because I'd be telling them all, "You all stink. You get your crap. Get out of here. You get your get out of here." I couldn't handle it. Mendy's better for that job.
He is. He got a good temper.
Knicks are appealing.
Oh, it's the Knicks. Get the suits. And by the way, I'd bust out the suits. I'd get off the warm-up jackets.
No, I like
and
the warm-up jacket.
No, I'd go suits.
Actually, I'd request a jersey. Can
no.
you put me in a jersey?
Yeah. If you're coaching the Knicks, you got to go back. Now, maybe not the double-breasted, even though they made a comeback here, but you got to go Armani. You got to go.
No, how about wearing
Pat Riley suits?
How about wearing like a different player's jersey every night? That would be cool.
Okay, after nine, we're going to start reaching into the Stephon Marbury.
Well,
I mean, there's a limit on what jerseys you'd want to wear.
They have the alternates. I could go through, you know, home, away, alternate. Ewing, Starks, Oakley, Mace,
Eddie
Larry
Curry.
Johnson, Derek Harper. Oh, no, I wouldn't go down that road.
This is not a long list. I got news for you. Would you wear Melo if you were coaching the Knicks?
Mm.
Yeah, you wouldn't, would you?
Borderline.
Yeah, border. You know what? I would bust it out. I would. As
I'm
much
surprised,
as, you know.
I'm surprised you wouldn't say Yankees.
I know.
You're a baseball guy.
I know, but I'm a basketball. I mean, I am. But there's something. The guard. I love walking into the garden.
You could win a championship with the Yankees.
I could win a championship
year.
With the Knicks. Mm. Trade Mitchell
Tibbs
Robinson.
Tibbs can't, but BT can. Yeah.
I can't. Didn't Francesa say that he can manage the Yankees?
Yeah. Here's the difference.
What?
He could have.
Why?
Because he's Mike Francesa,
geez,
and you're not.
Stop licking this guy's boots.
That does it for me.
Say something.
Oh, here we go.
This is a weird way to end the show.
Oh, will you stop
it? No, I'm not going to do that. I know more than baseball about Mike.
Oh, God.
Anybody that wants to take that, and I love Mike, take that quote, do whatever you want with it. I will put what I know about, I mean actually playing, up against Mike, advantage me. See you tomorrow.
There Thanks to Patty Boyle. Thanks to Hop. Thanks everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be back again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. I don't want anything to latch
all
on to.
At least you're consistent.
I want something I can grab a hold of.
Who
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow. Your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom. Cars in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom!
One sec, sweetie. Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?